Moncrief on News Talk.
If the pace of life is too much for you and, you know, sitting down to TV is the only real escape that you get from it, well, I'm going to be able to take that even further for you today and give you something called slow TV. All this week, the great moose migration from Sweden is proving to be wildly popular with viewers across the world tuning into live stream to see how the moose are getting on in northern Sweden. Johan Erhag, the executive producer of the great moose migration, joins us now from filming to tell us about this fascinating concept. Johan, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
You must be amazed at the success of this. 9 million people tuned in last year, and they reckon even bigger audiences this year.
Yeah, it is really amazing and just fantastic. This is our 7th season, actually. So, it keeps getting more and more popular, which is really fascinating.
For people who may not know anything at all about this, what exactly is it they're tuning in to watch?
Well, you watch the moose migrate from their winter places, and they are heading for their summer pastures, and that's the whole concept, really.
And is this, I presume, with our Hollywood, you know, experiences, there'll be loads of fast editing, and the moose are involved in life or death struggles or gunfights or something, I imagine.
Yep. No, not much of that. This is the total opposite.
Right. So what you know, when you tune in, what do you see?
But actually, it's back to the nature, really. I mean, everything we watch today and in social medias and TV program are quick and fast and stressed, and this is the totally opposite. And I think a lot of people really need this. But then still, there's an excitement, adventure, and you really never know what's going to happen. And people don't want to miss things. Everyone is watching, obviously.
Right. How long will it go on for?
We will do this till 4th of May.
And what exactly is happening? I mean, how many moves are we talking about? And how big a journey are they on?
But I mean, the moose is migrating, and this place where we have our cameras, they have a few obstacles on the way. They have to walk through the woods and go past the river, and then suddenly they have to even swim in the river to keep migrating. And it's really nice to see these big animals swimming in the rivers with their floppy ears just ahead swimming there, and it's really gorgeous. So you better watch it.
All right, and this is something they've been doing for thousands of years, isn't it?
Yeah, they have done this for thousands of years, and I mean the humans have also known this for thousands of years, obviously, but we haven't been able to show it like this.
Right.
So this is really a unique situation.
And in Sweden, you're relatively unspoiled, so they're able to make their way through rivers, past mountains and forests, not changed terribly from over the course of hundreds of years at least.
No. It's the same route they have done. So the mooses know where they are going.
Right. And is it technically, I mean, obviously you don't have humans in the forest. I presume you have remote cameras?
Yeah, we have remote cameras, 25 remote cameras, and we have about 8 night cameras as well, so you can watch it during the night as well. We actually go out with about 20,000 meters cable to be able to do this. So it takes a while to rig all this, but it's worth every muscle ache.
Right. And from your point of view, is it technically very demanding? Are there edits? Are there kind of watching cameras and pulling shots together?
Yeah, well, it's we call it a distance production because we sit 3.5 hours away in our control room doing this. So there is a lot of technique complicated things, but that's what we like too. We are TV people. We like the technique and then the complement with the nature and the moose is a great thing.
Right. It's been running for 7 years. Does the success of it surprise you?
Obviously, it's a big surprise. I was really happy that we could do the first year 7 years ago, and I was happy for the second year, but I wouldn't imagine that we will keep doing this for 7 years and more ahead. So I'm very, very pleased.
And in such numbers as well, tuning in. What do you think is the attraction for people?
But I think it is like having their nature in your living room, like a frame, and you can watch it during a couple of weeks. It's really back to nature, and a lot of people that maybe can't of any reasons be out in the woods as well are really happy. But then it's a mindfulness as well. But even this that. Things can really happen. I mean, the moose have gone through the ice, and it's really scary moments. And then the lynx have been there as well, and we see bears. And yeah, you really see a lot, and of seabirds, and you have really a lot of nice things to discover.
Right. So there are moments of jeopardy, are there? There are moments when the moose are in danger, that they could drown. A bear could attack one. There are moments when it could all spiral out of control.
Absolutely. I mean, this is nature how it is. It's not a Disney movie where everything is happening for a good reason. This is how it is. And we can't do much more than show what actually nature is.
Right. And if something does, you know, untoward happen, there's nothing, nobody is going to come to the moose's aid, a director or a film man isn't going to step in. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the circle of life. If a moose dies, some other animals will use this to survive. And that is the circle of life. So we're just showing how it is.
Right. I've been reading about some of the people who've been watching and the routines that are going with it. People stocking up on coffee and pre-cooked meals and saying, sleep, forget about it. That's, you know, never going to happen. Does it amaze you the degree of fandom and the lengths people go to enjoy this?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, people take holidays for watching this, which is really fun. But I mean, it has been a big community, and everyone wants to learn each other about nature and about the animals, and they are really, really nice to each other. And if someone doesn't understand the concept, they help each other, and they don't even have to ask us anymore. They help each other, and it's really, really nice to see.
Right. It's been described as kind of an escape valve. And from the world we're living at the moment, we can certainly use an escape valve, can't we?
I think it is. A lot of bad things happening in our world, and this is something else. And I think everyone needs it. So I'm really happy people have found it.
I hope there's a way that we can watch it here. I'm going to try to find links for it now, because I can tell you this sounds like a far better way to spend next weekend than what I had planned. When will you be finished? When will you're, I assume, absolutely ensconced in this. When will you get home to your family and friends?
Yeah, we will keep doing this for the 4th of May, and after that we'll have our own holiday for a week.
Very good. Well, Johan, thank you very much for joining us. It sounds like a great thing altogether. Thank you indeed.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.